Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Alrighty, somebody that has unlimited cooling power is our friend Mr. Sean Merriman. Joins us now, Mr. Lights Out. Sean, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
We good, brother.
We are good. We're up in Philly getting ready for this game tonight, and it's going to be a doozy. Before we get into any of that, I want to start with something that's actually important. And, dude, so impressive. I just looked. I didn't realize you've been doing this for 22 years. You have your annual coat drive this weekend in College Park for the Maryland-Rutgers game. Tell folks how they get involved.
Yeah, man, I got my 22nd annual. I can't believe I'm saying that. But 22nd annual winter coat drive this Saturday at the Maryland-Rutgers football game. And I'll be out there collecting along with a few other volunteers an hour and a half before. So if you guys got any coats out there, hats and scarves, gloves, anything you can help, man, during this winter, you guys know how cold it gets during the winter, man. So it's been fun, you know, to do it this long and also seeing it still going like it is. And, you know, we're over 30,000 coats now collected, man. So I want to give a huge shout-out to DTLR for coming in big this year again. Also, Little Blue Menu by Chick-fil-A is also going to be donating gift cards to everyone who drops off a coat, man. So I think that was pretty cool for them to step in and do that this year.
Dude, that is so great. And I'm just going to be honest, as a guy that went to Maryland, and I know you're a Terp and you're from the area, but your life has been based on the West Coast for – probably close to two decades now, right? Like, I mean, between San Diego, LA, it's very cool that you still come back home and do this.
Yeah, man. At home, look, I tell people this, that DMV area is a special place, and it's nothing like it in the country. You know, growing up in PG County, not too far, walking distance from the Commander Stadium, I still got 301 number. That's never going to change, and it's always going to be home, because that area raised me. That area made me who I am today, man. So it's important to not only get back, man, but also just so people see you and know that this is still important to you. And also, too, I didn't know, you know, A.J. Francis, who played years after me, you know, he started his canned food drive, which is the following weekend, because he saw me doing the coat drive. So when you're doing things like that, giving back to the community, you're kind of enlightening these young and up and coming guys to start giving back. That's important. All of it's important.
Yeah, for sure. I love AJ. Dude is hysterical. He's a wild dude.
Is he in wrestling some type? He's not in your style, type of.
No, he's in like pro wrestling.
He does.
AJ and I, we did a pay per view wrestling match with TNA Wrestling about 4 or 5 months ago. So
okay.
I wouldn't mind getting back in there.
There you go. Hey, well, let's talk some football. Obviously, it's a huge game for the Burgundy and Gold tonight. First place in the NFC East on the line, playing in Philly. I don't think we've talked to you, I mean, yet this NFL season. I think we talked just before the season kicked. What have you thought of Washington and Jaden Daniels particularly?
Man, I'll start just from the leadership and the culture that started at the top. They went in a clean house, and you can see it resonating throughout the whole organization. That's what you have to do. If you really want to turn a franchise around, you have to start all the way at the top. So, you know, having new ownership come in trickles down to new coach and Dan Quinn, trickles down to new excitement to the players, you know, bringing in some key vets. Because you got a star quarterback that's going to be good for a long time, man. And one thing I really want them to see, and I'm happy to see that stadium full again. I mean, you know, growing up right there by the stadium and realizing those years they had when they were competitive and people came out it was so important to the area. And now, you know, having a young quarterback, man, it's going to be great for a long time. It's going to keep people in the seats. They're going to keep, you know, winning these football games. In the little areas, they got to get better, and they got to play the run, man. That's probably, I would say, the biggest thing that's hurting them the most right now, stopping the run, because you don't want to keep having to rely on a young bull to go out there and put up, you know, a lot of points a game for you guys to win. Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. When you were playing, is it a difference when you're rushing a quarterback that's basically like a Tom Brady and a quarterback that could be like more of a Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I call the Tom Brady's and Peyton Manning those guys the Statue of Liberty. I love those guys. stand there, let me get you. And now the game has changed because these guys aren't just like running quarterbacks. They're like mobile, right? They can stand in the pocket and deliver a great ball. You know, I remember that ball in the, you know, his first, Jaden Daniels' first ball when he threw it over the top. His ball placement, man, is just for to be somebody so young and, you know, just getting it, you know, getting his feet wet in there. He is accurate. He is smart, a great decision maker. And, you know, these guys can take off a run and beat you just like a running quarterback with their pocket passes. And that's where the game has changed. The game wasn't like that back when I played. You were either one. You were a stand-up guy back there. To deliver a football down the field, or you a running quarterback that was looking to run most of the time?
Well, you know, it's funny. The throw that I think really put the country on notice for Jaden, and that's the segment of people that ignore college football, but whatever. When he hit Terry for that touchdown on the Monday night game in Cincinnati, and he got blasted in the pocket and put that ball in the perfect spot, back right corner of that end zone, I feel like that was a moment where the country's like, oh, wow, look at this kid. Is that the throw you were talking about, Sean?
Yeah, 100%. And so those type of things is why I think he is far in advance. And I said this before the season started. I still believe Caleb Williams was probably the most talented as far as the excitement and razzle-dazzle, but the most NFL-ready quarterback was Jaden Daniels. Somebody was going to come in and turn that team around right away. He's doing just that. And the crazy part is, you know, I'm looking at his game. He has so much room for improvement as well as he's playing right now. He has so much room for improvement. So it's kind of scary on what he's going to look like 2-3 years from now, because we've seen a lot of guys come in and have these big successful first years, and you're like, okay, that guy made peak. We've seen everything out of him. Jaden Daniels, man, I'm looking at him like, man, if this dude does that, he's going to be unstoppable. And so to watch him kind of unfold over these next couple of years is going to be fun.
We're talking with our friend Sean Merriman here. Of course, you can follow him on X and Instagram at Sean Merriman, SHAWNEMERRIMAN. This weekend, go join Sean in College Park at CQ Stadium in advance of the Terps versus the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, doing a coat drive, one of the great events he's done for 22 straight years to help out families in the DMV as winter is approaching. He's also got all the stuff. I don't know, Sean, you know our fun-loving, jolly, kind of Santa Claus-looking producer, Jeff Walker, always claims he wants to get a fight in your Lights Out Fighting League. When he brought you in, he was playing LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. He said he was playing that on behalf of Lights Out. I don't know if you got to hear that or not.
Look, whatever he has to do to get mentally prepared to run out the cage. Whatever he has to do for that. I'll do something for him for Christmas, man. I'll bring him in the cage, man. And one of our amateurs, not even one of our pros, just go a couple rounds. That's all. Just go a couple rounds with one of the amateurs. Let's see if you want to keep fighting.
I'm Jeffrey. With it. Yep. Yo, I'm with it. And look, I don't care. Hey, Sean, look, let me tell you something. I'll get knocked out before I run out of a cage, because I'm not running from nobody. You feel me?
Then you're going to get knocked out.
You're going to get knocked out.
It's all the same thing, man. I heard when you get knocked out, your body starts floating. So you're
like,
floating out the cage.
Jeff won't run out of the cage, but he'll have to be carried out of the cage.
I'm going down fighting.
Jeff, I believe you. Like, I know you well enough. I know that you will do it. I just think it's a really bad idea, buddy.
Honestly,
these are professional fighters.
He said amateur. I have a chance against an amateur. It's like I know how to fight. It's like I don't know how to fight or defend myself. I think I could take on an amateur. Let's go, baby. I'm with it.
All right, let's get back to the football field in advance of this game. the Eagles started rough, and it seemed like they had some serious discord in that locker room. Then they had the early bye week, and they've been on fire ever since. They're 5-0, really winning the turnover battle, playing good defense. And then you look at that offense, Sean. In your days, when you were winning Defensive Player of the Year and sacking every quarterback in sight, when you look at an offense that has the mobility and the accuracy at quarterback in Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the edges, and then a back like Saquon Barkley, who's almost at 1,000 yards through 10 games, or hell, they've only played 9. How do you try to limit this Eagles offense?
Yeah, well, the problem is with them is that they can hurt you in so many facets of the game, right? So if the Commanders' defense do step up and they put a hamper on Saquon, then they got wide receivers on the edge. That is where, you know, it can get tricky, right? Because you want to go out there and stop the run. That's first and foremost. If you can't stop the run, you won't be able to stop anything at all because everything's open at that point. But if you stop the run, now you got to go out there and start putting clamps on those two guys that can go out and hurt you in any given play. And the thing is with the Eagles, they're a momentum team, right? They're a momentum team. So, like, if you look at, you know, the crazy play with Saquon jumping over and just look at that momentum and the team and how they start to rally. So you have to take the momentum away from them early on and put some doubt in them early on during the game, because when they start rolling, they can really roll you over.
Saquon, that back was jumped. Have you ever seen anybody try something like that, Sean?
I was at home grabbing both of my ACLs and meniscuses watching the game. I said, man, I would have came down there, that would have been the end of me for that season. So, yeah, these guys are different. I mean, and even outside of being athletically enough to do something like that, just how fast your mind has to operate, right, to go from a juke, go from a shake, turn around and have the mental capacity to do something that fast. He's a special guy, man. So that's one person I would not let get going. I mean, I would stuff that box and I'll say, A.J. Brown or Smith, one of you guys go out, one of you guys beat me, but we know if Saquon gets the roll in the day, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon's been averaging about $110 a game on the ground. That is just crazy production. Talking with Sean Merriman here, got his coat drive coming up this weekend at University of Maryland. And, I mean, Sean, you did it at a really, really high level for a long time, 17 sack season in 2006. One of the coolest stories, I think, in Washington is Dante Fowler, who's a guy that was a really high draft pick years back, but has kind of bounced around a lot. He has settled in. He's got 8.5 sacks through 10 games, on track to probably have his best sack season ever. What is it about a pass rusher like that maybe later in his career has unlocked something, or maybe it's just the right situation? How do you see that level of success arrive for a dude, you know, not early in his career, but later?
Coaching matters, and I say this all the time, and coaches can make or break your career. When I came into the Chargers, I was fortunate, man. I walked into the locker room where, you know, you got Wade Phillips as D coordinator, you got Greg Minuski as the linebacker coach, and as an assistant linebacker coach, you got Pagano, you know, John Pagano. So, you know, when you walk in the locker room like that to these great coaches, they're going to put you in situations to win, and unfortunately, you know, you got these coaches out here that say, you know what, this is the system and I want you to play. I don't care whether you are good in it or not, this is what I want you to play. I never thought those guys were great coaches. Because one thing Wade Phillips always said, you're going to do 80% of what you're great at and 20% what you're not, right? And they knew our haters were dropping coverage. So they'll have me covering the flat sometime or maybe a tight end down the seam, but that was 20% of the time. They wanted me getting after the quarterback. So I'm happy for them, because you don't get drafted that high for no reason. There's too many eyeballs when you're scouts and guys that really evaluate talent. To get drafted that high and you can't play, especially on the defense side of the ball, man. So I'm happy for him because now he's looked like he's come back around. He looks like that high draft pick that we saw some years ago.
You know, Pagano's on the Commander staff now.
I do. I texted him once in the blue moon to see if I can get me 12 to 15 snaps against a run. I can still play a run. I can't come off the ball, but I can play the run.
I bet. So, looking at this thing tonight, what do you think happens? Are you in D.C. yet? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm headed to D.C. today, I'll get there tonight, so I'll just miss it. But I definitely wanted to go to the game. I think this, if they let Saquon get started, it's going to be a long night. That's going to be the key. I think they have an opportunity, a big opportunity, if they can stop him and not stop him, but limit him. He's going to make his runs. Yeah. You know, he's going to make his plays, but you can't have him having 100 plus yards tonight because it could be a long night for him.
Now, tell me what you think about this. Saquon's going to get, like, if we set a floor on it, he's going to get at least 75 rush yards, right?
I would think so.
Are the explosive plays not what's more dangerous for Washington if they're able to get A.J. Brown, you know, 3 for 125 and 2 touchdowns? Like, it seems like they're going to have to pick something to try to stop because I don't think they're going to be – I don't think they have the corners to play man on the edge.
I don't know if A.J. Brown has the same game he had last year because I don't think they're going to just sit one guy out there and say, go handle it.
I mean, the plan last year to put Forbes on him one-on-one was really stupid. And, you know, it's funny you talked about the coaching there. Sean, because Joe Witt is the D coordinator in Washington now, and he said something a couple weeks ago that really stuck with me. He said, it's players, not plays. And I think defensively they're trying to put their guys into the best situations. But if they have to pick Saquon goes off or these receivers beat us, you think they've got to commit to slowing Saquon down?
No, 100%. I would stack the box or crowd the line of scrimmage, bring those corners up, and, you know, give them opportunity to make plays one-on-one. I would always take a wide receiver beating us before a running back because there's nothing worse. There's nothing more demoralizing when a team is running the football and you can't stop it. And that just – it brings down the morale. It just opens up the big plays down the field. The pass rushers can't get off the line of scrimmage because they don't know if they're going to run or some kind of play action. The run opens up everything. So you have to stop Saquon. If A.J. Brown beats you tonight or Devontae Smith, if one of those guys beats you, you know what? And Pagano would say this. He said, hey, those guys get paid too. Right? That's what he would say. So those guys get paid too. And you can't stop everybody, but at least stop their strength and what can really hurt you down the stretch.
And if you're running the ball, it takes time off the clock and it puts pressure on your offense. So they get more, your offense get more one-dimensional trying to catch up and you play into the hands of another defense.
Yeah, I mean, look, as a pass rusher, you can never pay your ears back when people are running football against you because you have no idea. Yeah. They may – you know, throw it on second and third. They may throw it on second, you know, so or third and second. You know, they're looking at these things as a cadence. And so if you don't know, you're always on your heels. Those pass rushers have no chance of getting after the quarterback.
Sean, real quick, just while we have you, I feel like you're a unique kind of expert for this question. Obviously, we're talking with our friend Sean Merriman here. He's got the coat drive this weekend in College Park. Head out to the Terps game, bring a coat, help a family this winter. You're in the fight game, and the real fighting that you manage and have your own league, the Lights Out Fighting League, is very different than what's going to happen this weekend in Dallas. But this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight is going to be on Netflix, and Jake Paul, whether it's real or contrived, has become this huge figure in the sort of boxing world. Tyson's 58 years old and probably hasn't lived the healthiest life for a while. What do you make of this fight?
Well, look, I'll watch Mike Tyson in the ring until he's 80, right? I mean, it's right. Mike Tyson. You know, it's when people say that they're not going to watch this fight, they're not, but they are. I mean, it's, you know, regardless of what they think about Jake Paul or not, I'll say this. Regardless of his age or not, Mike Tyson can still hurt him within those 3 or 4 rounds. It's after those 3 or 4 rounds that if Mike Tyson doesn't do any damage to Jake Paul, it's going to get real ugly. And I think that, you know, a lot of people who love Mike and grew up watching Mike is just going to turn their head, maybe even turn it off because We don't want to see a 58-year-old Mike Tyson get beat up. We just don't. But again, if you look at him now sparring and the way he is, even at 58, now trust me, I've sparred older guys before, older boxers. You know, the stamina's not there. They can't go for a long period of time. But those punches still hurt, right? So I think that if he can get inside and start, you know, hitting Jake's body and catch him with something in the first 3 or 4 rounds, he got a real shot. But I, if you're a Mike Tyson fan after the fourth round, I don't know if I would sit there and watch that.
Is it a full 10, 12-round fight? I think you're
– are they two-minute rounds, something like that?
I think it's eight. I think it's eight rounds, if I'm not mistaken. And that helps Mike. But, again, those first 3 or 4 rounds, I think he's going to look great. I think he'll come out, you know, head movement, the power is still going to be there. He's actually going to look like the Mike Tyson of old those first couple rounds. It's after the fourth round where your gas tank is just not there. And, you know, people always say this, you know, every athlete, we retire not because we can't play anymore, because we can't get healthy and we don't have the endurance as these younger guys. Yep. Right? The bounce back is not the same. We don't retire because we can't do it. Right now, sure, I can probably go out there and give you 10, 12 plays and look like I did 10 years ago, 12 years ago. But after that, you're like, okay, yeah, it's time for you to go back to retirement. And that's what happens with all athletes. We don't lose it for quite some time. We just can't consistently do what we did.
Totally.
It's going to be fascinating. You just need Netflix to watch it, right? Like, it's not a pay-per-view. It's just a Netflix purview.
I think you're paying for this one.
We'll find that out.
It's Netflix. And I think that's why everybody's going to watch. I think most of the world has Netflix. And, you know, Netflix has gotten more into live sports. They're going to continue to get into live sports. They got the football game, I think, during Christmas this year.
Yeah. Jeff, did he drop? That was Sean Merriman. Lights out. Check him out at Sean Merriman. Just a really good dude. He lives in L.A., San Diego, Vegas. Oh, yeah. Like, he's splitting time. Keeps coming back to College Park to do this coach drive really says.
What do you always say? You got to take care of home.
Says a lot about the person. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, that's going to be wild. I think I will watch that. Let's do this, B. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, maybe we have time to open these phones up. We have Jeff's hype song at 11:45. Nobody go anywhere.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't stand it. I know you planned it. This Watergate crystal ball ain't so crystal clear. So, shout out to the legend, Drew Cohen. Me and B are doing the show from the hotel, and Drew brought us some cheesesteaks. Appreciate you, Drew. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Drew.
B, I'm trying to get my brain around what's happening at noon. Anybody's going to listen to the show today at high noon, it's going to be me and B. Mitch and Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio that host the midday show for WIP in Philly. Yep. WIP is the equivalent of the Fan in Philly. WIP.
Been around for a long time, brother.
What do you think is the more like iconic sports radio? Probably WFAN still, the New York one. Yep. They kind of invented it. But WIP in Philly is a powerhouse of like
Angelo Cataldi. Was
pretty epic proportions, man.
Angelo got George Michael into this stuff.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that's crazy. And most, maybe it's similar in sports, right? Like, very few people really get to retire on their own terms. You kind of just run out of jobs where people like just won't pay you to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Media is kind of the same thing. Very few people get to really retire on their own terms working in the media.
True.
This dude, Angelo Cataldi, did. Like, yes. He got to walk away.
30-plus years.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I don't know that the D.C. audience understands what WIP is in Philadelphia and to Philadelphia fans all over the world.
They are the voice. Talk about the voice of the fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they listen. They will take the teams to a task.
And then you combine Hugh Douglas with that and how
– he was a little crazy.
Yeah. So this segment at noon is going to be fun. Jeff called me this morning, and I'll confess I was still asleep, and I answered, and he's like, yo, do you want to run this crosstalk with Philly? I was like, no. Let them run that thing. Do you think that's the right decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would stay tuned because who the hell knows what is going to happen at noon. Right now, though, we're about 10 minutes away from Jeff Walker's hype song, which should be fun. I really liked last week's. I don't know where you go from that, Jeff. But
you have to show that talent you have, though.
Right now, though, it's a fairly simple question. I'll start with heavy metal, Chris. Chris, how confident do you feel that Washington wins tonight?
Let's see. I would say they've got 60 to 40. 60% likely.
60-40 that Washington wins?
Yeah. Yep.
How do you arrive there?
That's first, honestly, I'm a homer. I'm going to admit I'm a homer. And so that's part of it. But I'll tell you, I just think Jaden seems like one of those kind of guys that, like, when the spotlight is on him on, like, national games and stuff, he steps up. And some players have that and some don't. And it's like that Jordan factor. Like, when the spotlight is the biggest, he plays his best. And I feel that's going to be a factor tonight. So,
all right.
Sounds good.
Heavy metal homer, Chris. 60% chance Washington
wins.
Move
to the next homer.
Dude, we got some homers in that room today. Landville might have been the voice of reason. Landini, if you're listening, text us your confidence level. Jeffrey, what's your confidence level tonight?
You really want to know?
Yeah. Really when it starts like that, I definitely want to know.
I ain't going to lie, JP. I got us at an 80% chance winning tonight.
80%?
Yes, 80%.
I like it, Jeff. Go with it, baby.
Don't stop at 60. Go to 80.
80, bro, because, look, and the other 20 is I don't know how the ref's going to act, and I don't know if it's going to be a situation where we got to rely on our DBs. But let's go 80%. I got confidence. And matter of fact, you know what it is, JP? When we were standing in that tunnel last week, right, and we watched them dudes come off that field, you could tell they was ready to get back on. So let's go. Ashburn syndrome riding high today. We up, baby, 80%.
Damn.
80.
Where you at, Jay?
I don't think I'm at 80, B. I worry about
my confidence. My level went up when they said B-Rob was healthy and was going.
I think that makes a big impact. I really do. I'm with you on that. I think the Eagles have a lot of weapons offensively. I think Washington's defense is going to need to play probably their best game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really liked what the Commanders did against Baltimore defensively. They really limited Henry right up until they didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they had a good game plan against Derrick Henry right until the fourth quarter where he iced that thing away. And Derrick Henry finished that game with 130 and 2 touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
And, like, if you approach it with, okay, we really got to limit this guy, and he still finishes with 130 and 2 touchdowns, problematic, right? AJ Brown has historically killed this team. I worry that will continue.
But
I worry about the
Jalen this year gives defenses opportunities.
He has. So, like, one thing I keep going back to, they started rough. They started 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
They were turning the ball over like crazy. In those first four games, they had 8 turnovers. Now, on this 5-game win streak, they've only turned the ball over 3 times in 5 games.
Okay.
However, all 3 of those turnovers happened in the last 2 games.
Okay.
So, like, what edge of that trend are you catching? Where, hey, their turnovers are coming back, or they've slowed it down over 5. If they can – Washington all of a sudden has created a defense that isn't great, but they're at least opportunistic.
There you go.
And, I mean, last week against the Steelers, they generated 2 turnovers in the second half.
Yeah.
And the offense did nothing with it.
Yeah.
I think you need a real complete game in this one if it's going to work.
I ask this question.
Washington's won the turnover battle the last 5 games.
But I ask you this question. How do you compare the Eagles' defense to the Steelers' defense?
It's really interesting because statistically the Eagles' defense is right there. If you're just looking at stats, I like stats and numbers. I reference them frequently. But I'm about players and elite players, and I think I mean, T.J. Watt has been a defensive player of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a – I think Watt – I really like Highsmith. I think he's wildly underrated. He's not as good, but he's close.
He's very close, dude.
Minka's a star. I like the kid Beanie, the rookie they have as a corner. Patrick Queen played really, really well last week. I think that Steelers defense is loaded. But, dude, the Eagles – like, we talked about the backers they have in Dean and Bond. What about the two D tackles, the two Georgia boys, mm-hmm. the big fella, and then Jalen, what is it, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, I believe, are the two names, mm-hmm. the two Georgia D tackles. They're loaded, man, and I don't know how this goes. And B, I sound like a broken record with it, but I just know how it feels in that locker room. It's easy for there to be juice in a locker room tonight, right? Like, that room should be juiced up because you're playing Thursday night. I would still call it national TV, but it's Amazon, but whatever, right?
Still national.
When the locker room has juice on a random Wednesday, when the energy level is there on a Thursday in October, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That, to me, is a team that is bought in. And being around this team, they have bought in. And, you know, I can be a skeptic or a cynic at times, but this team, this organization is all in. And to Jeff's earlier point, watching those guys walk off the field last Sunday, mm-hmm. and then talking to them and then seeing them this week, there is a real, real thought of – we let one get away, and we're not letting another one get away.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing about it. Like, I would say every game this year, even the ones they lost, they were never just outmanned and overwhelmed. And as I look at the Ravens, I think, can you see 32, 40 points close?
It's silly, but what the players will tell you is how poised and composed – Jaden Daniels is, and how there is a belief in their quarterback yeah. that permeates the entire organization. And when you have that, you always got a chance.
He's not selfish.
You always got a chance.
And
man.
I think when you have a quarterback that's not selfish, teams normally can come together quicker. Because normally when the quarterback is selfish, the teams separate.
Totally.
Some people like him, some people don't.
Dude.
They all like him.
We've seen that. Yeah. We have seen fractured locker rooms. This isn't one of them. I think straight up talent on the field, evaluation, where the blue chip players, Philly's got more of them. It's a team game, man. And nobody knows what's going to happen once they kick that ball. Nobody go anywhere. Jeff Walker's got a new hype song. Uh-oh. Next. Hey, B, before we get to Jeff's song, do you know who Pro Football Focus rated as Washington's best performing corner last week?
No.
BSJ.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, is that one play, it stands out more than anything. That's all people remember. But you can't, like I said.
It's like what Drew was saying about trying to weigh your analytics rather than just putting all the numbers in a pot.
It's when you make the bad plays matter.
Or the good ones. I have breaking news on the fan. We know that our dear friend Chris Russell at times struggles with timeliness. And traffic always seems to get him. Mm-hmm. So breaking news on the fan. You ready for this, B? Rooster is already at the stadium.
Wait. Did he not know the time?
Maybe he thinks it's a 4 o'clock kick?
No way.
The game is tonight. What the hell is wrong with him?
Roost texted me at 8:44 a.m. Hey, bud. Where are you guys doing the show from today? And I said, the hotel. He said, gotcha. I said, you're welcome to come here, but I'm not sure how we make that work, you know, because he has show prep from 1 to 2, and we're on the air from 1 to 2. Mm-hmm. He says, no worries. They say the press box will be open. Thanks. Just parked at the stadium.
What time?
11:48 a.m.
That's ridiculous. That makes no sense.
He won't be late, B. Early bird gets the worm. And... shout out to the Philly Press Box. They do it right. Always good food. I imagine tonight they'll have cheesesteaks. But they do breakfast really well in there. I worked a lot of Sunday 1 o'clocks. The Eagles is a very good stadium to work. I like the link from a work perspective. Giant Stadium has the omelet bar. The Giant Stadium is never going to blow you away, but they keep things simple. They play the classics, and it works. Speaking of the classics, Jeffrey, the floor is yours.
All right, JP, you know, last week we had a close game out there, and it came down to who wanted it more. Unfortunately, the Steelers wanted it more, but it's time to bounce back. So we got week 11 right here.
We left a lot of opportunities out there on the field. When these opportunities come, we got to take it. But how bad do you want it? Opportunities can't be wasted. It was a very close game, man. I couldn't believe it. It was ours for the taking, but we chose to lead it. A couple drop passes, plus that spot was egregious. Now we gotta go and take our anger out on the Eagles. This a very big game, but this team is bigger. From the look in their eyes, I know our boys will deliver. Hit them, grab them, make the damn tackle. Jaden throw some.
And that's week 11, man.
I like it, Jeff.
Yeah.
I like the receivers got to catch it. I thought that was funny.
Good stuff, brother, man.
Yeah, dude, Jeff, thanks, that's good. Man. So I think we will play that a few more times today, get everybody into game day mode. Obviously, a ton of excitement for this thing. Understandably, you know, the people up – what has happened a lot is Washington fans have been excited about – games in Philly, and Eagles fans have largely been dismissive. Like, eh, all right, fine, they're here.
They even are thinking about it.
This is a different vibe now.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I think, you know, as I talked to Ike, talked to Anthony Gargano, we're going to talk to Hugh them, and then talked to some fans last night. They were like, man, you know, normally this game is just we don't look at it, but now we got to pay attention to it. So
different, you know, ball game, folks. Yeah. All right, speaking of a different ballgame, when we come back, we're going to do a crosstalk live with WIP Philadelphia, Joe Giglio, and Hugh Douglas. Next, it's going to be wild.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.